This is The Couple Next Door, script number 183 for broadcast Wednesday, September 10th, 2:30 to 2:45 p.m. The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Hello. Anybody home?
Oh, hello. I didn't hear you come in, Father.
Yeah, the door's open, so I just walked in.
Dear, your dad's here.
Well, this is some looking house. Don't tell me my wife and my son are making you do all the work.
Oh, no. As a matter of fact, we're all going wild, unpacking everything. We got packed up in the living room.
What do you mean, unpacked? I thought you had to be moved out of this house by next year, Dave.
Oh, we do, but the craziest thing. Honestly, everything happens at once, doesn't it? I was interviewed yesterday for the weekly magazine section of the Post Bulletin here.
Interviewed? Yeah. Well, what have you been up to? You win a prize or something?
No. I'm chairman of the summer camp committee, part of our women's club, and they just wanted a feature story, I guess, on me because I'm chairman and the camp has done so well this year. Anyhow, they're coming out to take pictures tomorrow.
And being a woman, you've got to have your house looking just right.
I'll say. Oh, honestly, we had to roll the rug back down and the pad under it, and was that a job? We hung the draperies back up and pushed the furniture back into place. Now I'm trying to find where I packed the lamps and the shades and the pictures. Oh, dear.
Well, I see now why I was given a rush call to drive over. Maud said it was important, but I couldn't get away until the day. Well, I'll roll up my sleeves and pitch in. What do you want me to do?
Well, actually, that's not why she called you. I mean, I think they want to talk to you about something else.
Oh? What?
Well, I think I better stay out of it and let them chat. Hi,
Dad. I'm safe. I thought I heard your voice.
Hello, son.
Mother, Dad's here.
Where did I pack the lampshade to the green lamp? Excuse me. Probably, let me look in this box.
Yep. I'll bet you a nickel she asked me if I'm sure I locked both doors at home.
Hello, dear. Oh, don't kiss me. My hands are all full of soap.
Now I'll kiss you, soap and all. Prettier every day, indeed.
Are you sure you locked both doors back home?
Yeah, you called it that.
Yes, Maud, I locked both doors and closed all the windows. I heard you wanted to talk to me about something. What's so important?
Something I should have told you a long time ago, Chauncey. I think we all better go in the living room and sit down.
Put the world in your pocket. Stand it on a shelf. Or place it in the dashboard of your car. Nowadays, the world requires no more room than the size of your radio. The world is easy to enjoy, too. Simply keep your radio tuned to the station you're listening to now. As an affiliate of CBS Radio, your local station is part of a vast network of stations whose combined facilities enable you to keep up with what's happening around the world. It brings you news reports direct from where the news is happening and does so with dispatch. Network facilities, too, make it possible for you to spend time with top-notch entertainers, no matter where they are. Right in your own home, you can dance to music being played in the smartest supper clubs in America. Right in your own car, you can laugh at the comedy antics of Broadway and Hollywood's biggest stars. And right in your own kitchen, you can keep up with fashion notes from Paris. Because CBS Radio is a network.
Well, come on. You said you had something important to tell me. Let's not just sit here and look at each other.
Well, look, if you don't mind, I was wondering if you'd care if I didn't sit down at all. If it doesn't bother you all, I'd like to finish unpacking some books, you know, so the bookshelves don't look so bare for the pictures. I've got to dig out some of the pictures for the wall, too.
Well,
you know?
Dear, I...
Oh, do you mind, darling?
All right. Well, go ahead, Mother, and tell Dad.
Well, really, I just don't know where to start.
No, so start at the beginning, I always say.
Chauncey, do you remember the terrible quarrels? Oh, well, I should say discussions or disagreements we had and our families had when our son here was born, and we couldn't agree on a name.
Discussions? I'd call them just plain family rows. Oh, they were really something. Not that you and I quarreled so much about it, Maud. It was more all of the relatives. Why it was so much their business, I don't know, but it sure was.
Well, now, look, Dad, the point is, this all started when I found out I might have to go to South America on business.
Is that so? Say, that ought to be a nice trip.
Yeah. Well, that's not the point right now.
Dear, you know what we did with that lampshade to the green lamp?
The point is...
That lampshade...
What, darling? What?
That lampshade to the green lamp. I mean, which box did we pack it in, dear?
The lampshade? Yes. I don't know, honey.
Well,
look around. Well, look, I am trying to tell Dad.
No, I know, Dad. Go on. I'll just towel through these boxes. Excuse me. Go on, Dad.
Look,
on.
The point is, Dad, that as a result, I would need a passport. And I sent for my birth certificate. Well, when it arrived and I saw what was put down there as my legal name...
Now, don't blame me. I told you, Maud. I told you at the time it was a crazy idea, but no. No, you and your sister rigged up that idea. I had nothing to do with it, son.
Well, at the moment, it's not a question of blaming you, Dad.
Just gave you initials, didn't they? And they couldn't even agree on the initials. And that was your sister Effie's idea, Maud. Just put A and Z, she said. And then when he grows up, he can pick any first name he wants from A to Z.
Well, that's right. That's what's written down.
Nah, it's a crazy darn fool notion. I said you'd be mad when he found out about it. I'm surprised you haven't found out before this.
Well, I never had any occasion to send for my birth certificate before.
Well, to tell you the truth, I forgot all about it. We've called you Sonny for so long.
Excuse me. Just there. I mean, you packed the lampshades, honey. Well, I mean, well, why do you think you're doing
Darling, I do not know. I just don't know. I cannot think of lampshades right now.
But I've got to have a lamp for this end table. They want a picture by the fireplace here, and it's the green one that goes here.
Darling, I don't know. Take a different lamp. Take a hat. It doesn't matter. Do anything.
Well, it does matter. I'm having my picture taken for the paper.
Look in the big box in the hall, dear.
Thank you.
I said at the time, give the boy a name, any name. I knew you didn't want to name him Chauncey after me.
I didn't want you called Old Chauncey and him young Chauncey.
Okay, but I said give him a first name.
Nobody could agree, and the initial idea seemed like a good one at the time.
Well, now look.
Well, I gave in. I said, as long as Preston is his middle name, that's all I care about.
Well, Dad, Well, I think you better tell him, Mother.
Well, Chauncey,
I found the green lampshade. Found the green lampshade.
Oh, fine. Look. Dad, here, maybe you'd better look at my birth certificate. Here.
Now, where'd you pack the pictures, darling?
What
pictures.
Is it, honey? Pictures?
Yeah.
I don't know.
A-A-Z Percy. Percy? Percy, your middle name is Preston.
No, Chauncey, it isn't.
His middle name was to be Preston after my mother. You know how my mother insisted on that.
Well, I wanted him named Percy after my family.
Why, what's my mother going to say when she finds out?
Well, if you want to tell us, that's up to you, Chauncey. I don't really care what she says. Now, in all the years we've been married, Chauncey, I've never said a word against your mother, have I?
Well, no. Well, I guess I've always known you two didn't get along too well.
She's your mother, and I never said a word against her, to you, or to the children. But I made up my mind that I would never name one of my children after her or her family.
No, I just... You've never understood my mother.
Dear, where did we put the candlesticks that go on the mantle?
For the love of my darling, will you light somewhere? No, I mean, for God's sake, here we are. You're flying around here like
I'm having my picture taken tomorrow. I want the place to look nice. I can't just sit still, and there's a million things to do. I still haven't washed my hair. I've got to buy flowers to put around. I know you're all upset, but I am too.
Well, what's my mother going to say when she hears about this? We promised, Maud.
You may have promised to name him Preston, Chauncey, but I never did.
Here's my poor mother, 93, and to get a blow like this, well, I'm just not going to tell her, that's all.
Well, you're still scared of her, aren't you, Chauncey?
Dad, sit down, will you? The point is, Grandmother may hear about it. After all, this is the way I'm legally registered. I have got to go about getting it changed to the way I want it. One thing, I'm certainly not going around with Percy for a middle name.
What's wrong with Percy? I want you to have my family name.
The boy should pick the name he wants. That's what we all decided years ago. That's why we all gave him initials. And if he wants to change his middle name now legally to Preston, which he's been using for a middle name anyhow.
Well, that's what you always told me it was, Dad.
Well, that's what I always thought it was. May I ask, Maud, why did you let me go on thinking that?
Well, I didn't care, really, what he used, as long as he was legally named Percy and not Preston. I guess I meant to tell you, but it never seemed to be the right time.
And what's be wrong with being a Preston? My mother was a Preston from Charleston, South Carolina.
Yes, I know. I heard she was. Awful enough.
Mother, look, Dad, please, will you?
There may be nothing wrong in being a Preston, but being a Percy is better. You, son, are descended from William de Percy, who helped William the Conqueror defeat England at the Battle of Hastings. It's a very illustrious name, Percy.
No, I'm not interested in the Battle of Hastings. Who cares about it? Something back in 15th century?
1066. It's one of the few dates I always remember from school. Goodness, I never knew I'd have a chance to use it. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Dad. I didn't mean to get into the argument.
Well, I still don't care anything about back in 1056, then, or whenever it was.
1066,
Father. Oh, for Pete's sake, honey.
Well, I'm sorry, but that's when it was. Battle of Hastings. 1066.
All right. 1066. The point is, I am certainly going to take steps to change my birth certificate to something that makes a little sense.
Well, I wanted to leave the name Percy. In fact, I wanted to put it down originally as William Henry Richard Albert Percy Piper.
Why so many names?
Because those are the first names of all the famous men in the Percy family.
But
Sir Henry Percy was a very famous man. Just look it up in your encyclopedia, both of them.
I'm not going to look it up in the encyclopedia.
Anyhow, our encyclopedia's all packed up. I'm certainly not going to unpack that.
Maud, how could you do this to me? You know how delicate my mother has always been. The shock of this may kill her, to find out that her name is not being carried on.
Your mother is 93 now, and I'll bet she outlives us all.
Maud, this is the first time in our married lives that I have really been mad at you.
Chauncey!
Hmm? You think your father's coming back for lunch? I'm fixing enough lunch for him.
Don't ask me. I don't know. I don't know anything. I don't even know where he went. Now, Mother...
I was just thinking, son, maybe your father will feel all right about it if you name your son Chauncey after him.
Now, look, I don't want to quarrel with anybody, but I am not going to name my son Chauncey. In fact, I have more or less decided to give him my maiden name, Meredith.
Meredith? You want a nickname Mary? Over my dead body.
Well, that may be.
I'm sorry.
All right. I'm sorry, too.
Well, I just can't discuss it now. I've got to get lunch on the table, do the dishes, feed the baby, wash my hair,
now,
pick the beans.
Oh, boy.
Look, I'll be out on the back porch here. Golly's sake, I never knew it could fail. Honestly, family things. Oh, hello, Dad. Gee, I didn't know you were sitting out here. Look, Dad. Golly, I'm sorry about all this. Guess if your mother hears about it, she'd be pretty upset, huh? I know how grandmother is.
Upset's a pretty mild word. Yeah. Hysterical tornado is more like it. Well, however, I guess I'm too old to stand. Trouble is, I should never have listened to her anyhow. When you have a baby, you shouldn't listen to any of your relatives. You should go ahead and name the baby what you want.
Well, sort of relieved to hear you say that, Dad, because I guess you just heard.
Well, of course, I don't want to influence you, my boy, but I sure would be mighty tickled to have that grandson of mine named Chauncey.
Oh, boy, here we go again.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunn, with Ruth Gates and Harry Bannister, and is produced by Walter Hart. This is Stuart Ness, inviting you to listen again tomorrow for The Couple Next Door.